It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Marchand now guns it around and takes it back behind the San Jose net. He overskates though. It was checked by Okocha. Sharks try to lift it out. Hurdles play, batted down by Quatra. Throws to the right, shot, score! So Danton Heinen in the right wing corner, the beneficiary of a play that Tomas Hertl lost control of, trying to lift it out. It was batted down, and the puck wound up right on the stick of Heinen racing in, and he snaps it home to make it 1-0 Boston at 1:39 of the second period.
Kind of felt similar to the second period the other night, definitely not our best period. We just kind of got off away from our game plan a little bit. I thought we played an exceptional first period for it being a rope period, you know, long flight yesterday, tough building to play in, great team that's just lost a couple of games. They come out hard. I thought our first period was fantastic. And then, inconsistency obviously just kind of been the story of the season, you know. Obviously, in the NHL, you need full 60 minutes to win a hockey game. I thought the third was better again. Second period cost us a game for sure.
Well, we got to play a complete game. You know, we're doing a lot of good things, but just not consistently enough. You know, I mean, like I said, it was even first period, and you know, just some real disappointing start to our second, and we just never recovered. You know, so you know, when you turn pucks over in the second, you're going to really pay for it because of the change. You know, you don't get the easier change. You turn it over in the first and the third, you might be able to survive because you can change all the pucks in the neutral zone quickly, but you know, in the second period, when that change is that long, you're really asking for trouble.
All right, what's happening, everybody? How are we all doing on this Friday morning, the first day of December? The San Jose Sharks are now 2 months into the regular season, or now they're about to play their 24th game of the season, however you want to look at it, and they have not been able to score more than one goal on the road in a game. They have been shut out four times on the road up to this point. And last night was the most recent occurrence of that when they played an otherwise decent game against Boston. And I don't mean that it was a good game, but it wasn't particularly a bad game. They played really one bad period, and they were not capable of capitalizing on a 5-on-3 situation. But for the most part, I look at that game, and it comes down to the Sharks' inability to score. And, you know, obviously that comes with a built-in message. It's like you have to outscore your opponents to win a game in the NHL. I'm not trying to be glib or, you know, pretend that I don't understand that. But I just mean, if you can't provide the offensive pressure, if you can't, you know, ask questions of the other team, if you can't get them into a situation where they have to stop a shot and then see what happens, that's going to lead to them just being that much more confident and thinking they have control of the game, and you not being able to do much in response. And in watching that game last night, you know, it obviously was the Sharks once again just completely not able to provide any offense. And if you do that, you're not going to be able to play any sort of momentum hockey, no downhill hockey, nothing to build off of. And so one goal is enough. And you can't put yourself in a situation in the National Hockey League where every game your ultimate outcome is we have to be perfect or we lose. You want to give yourself a fighting chance. And from the defensive side of things, the Sharks, in my opinion, did give themselves a fighting chance. If you are in a game in which you have only given up two goals entering the third period and you enter that third period in a 5-on-3 situation, that to me is a very winnable game. And that to me is also very indicative of where the Sharks are right now, because there have been a number of games this year where they've only given up two goals going into that second period. And from that point, if you provide nothing, you're not going to end up with anything. And again, I know that's relatively obvious, but it's something that's consistently happening. And listen, I understand it's tough to go on the road in the NHL. It's tough to go across the country. I've been on those road trips with sports teams. I have dealt with the time change. It's weird. Like, I'll be the first to acknowledge it's not as easy as playing at home. That said, it's still the same game. You've still been off since Monday. You've still been able to fuel yourself. You've still been able to get ready. You've still been able to get wins against good teams. Now, Boston had lost three in a row. They had lost to the Rangers. They'd lost to Detroit, and they'd most recently lost to Columbus. So they were not a flawless team by any means, and they were going to be fighting very hard to get back out there and get a win. But still, they're not an impossible task for the San Jose Sharks. And, you know, they played them decently earlier this year. And again, the performance last night was decent, but if you can't score on the road, decent doesn't work. If you can't score one goal, you're not going to ask any questions of that other opposition, you know, seriously and make them manage a game. You're giving them all the momentum. And, you know, in the first period, you're outshot 10-9. It's nothing when you go to the break. You're feeling pretty good about yourself at that point. And I don't know why the response, like, yeah, I know it's a long change, but I don't know why the response from that first period was to come out and play a little bit more of a careless style of hockey. They turned the puck over a lot more. They gave Boston opportunities. You know, you go down one goal. If you can't score on the road, that's all it's going to take. And hell, if you can't score two goals, considering you haven't scored more than one goal on the road this year, again, that's all it's going to take. And lo and behold, that's all it took. Boston only needed the one goal. They could have just had that one goal in the first period, in the second period, the first one they scored, and that would have been enough because the Sharks could never find their way back into the game. And when they did get that opportunity 5-on-3, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, it's 2-0 right now. Here's a chance to get back into this game. And actually, let me back that up a little bit. I actually wondered when it was a 2-0 game, when you're about halfway through the second period, when you've just given up that second goal, I was kind of surprised that David Quinn didn't call and use his timeout at that point. Because I thought maybe the Sharks did need a little bit of a talking to, did need a little bit of a, hey, guys, like, let's chill. We're still in this game. We've given up two goals. Let's see if we can find a way to settle down and get ourselves back into this. That's not the way that it went down. And unfortunately, the Sharks did not generate a whole lot of offense as that period continued. But they went in down, you know, I think 10-9. And then when the period was done, it was 28-14. So they got outshot 18-5 in that second period. And I know that shots on goal are not everything, but it's indicative of something. And one of the things that, you know, people used to ask me about Timo Meier, and I know Timo Meier is having his relative struggles this year, and he has not been the same guy since he went to Jersey, and that's a longer discussion. And actually, me and Brody will talk about that today, probably on pre- and post-game coverage on NBC Sports California. I'll be back there again with him today. But this is the idea of Timo Meier. He was shooting. And the Sharks last night were not getting shots off. This year, they have not been good at getting shots off. And I think the most important thing is that you can't, you know, needle. You can't wait for a perfect shot. You can't wait for a great opportunity. You've got to put the puck on net in certain situations and see what happens. See if you can invite chaos. See if you can invite a deflection. See if you can let anything happen. Timo Meier just used to shoot. He just let it fly. And I think that's got to be the mentality. I, for whatever reason, despite my entire life of hockey fandom, have not been one of those guys that yells shoot. Last night on that 5-on-3 power play, I was screaming shoot. Maybe not screaming, but I was just going shoot. You know, you're saying that to yourself over and over and over. And I was sitting next to Brody and Chelsea and at the NBC studios. But the fact is, I'm saying that out loud, and it's not usually who I am, because I couldn't believe on that 5-on-3 that they weren't taking shots. I was like, guys, get off shots. Make something happen. You got to get yourself back into this game. And I don't know why there was not more confidence on that 5-on-3. There was a lot of nibbling. I don't like nibbling power plays. I understand that the Sharks have trouble with zone entries on the power play. They have an inability to get in with speed. But to me, on a 5-on-3, that's not always what you need to do. Like a power play 5-on-4, a one-man advantage, yeah, that's different. You want to enter with speed. You want to get guys on their heels, off balance. 5-on-3, you can move the puck around. The guys are going to eventually leave some space. They get huddled into one area. You can go high-low. You can go low-high. You can do whatever you want to create space in that opportunity because they're at such a even more distinct disadvantage. But the Sharks, again, just nibbling, just didn't want to get the shots, just didn't know what they wanted to do. It was not decisive in the slightest. And it was frustrating because, again, you're down 2-0 at the end of the second and at the start of the third, you are incapable of getting back into that game. And then you take a power play and then suddenly, or you take a penalty against you. They're on the power play. They score. It's 3-0. Considering you have not been able to score more than one goal at any point on the road this season, the game's over. I mean, you just knew it. And you saw the deflation, especially when they didn't score on the 5-on-3. You knew there was not going to be a good chance of them getting back into it. Again, that 3-0 goal comes in. And then it's just, you know, what do you do from there? What do you do from there? Unfortunately, for the San Jose Sharks, they were not able to find their way back into it. So, you know, at this point, I think the Sharks have got to be looking at this New Jersey game today and thinking to themselves, we've got to do whatever it takes to generate more offense, to get more shots off, to be more decisive. Don't look for perfect opportunities. Don't look for perfect lanes. Rip shots. See what happens. Ask questions of their defense. Ask questions of their goalie. See what can happen once you invite that chaos. And from there, try and build on top of it. Because, you know, they've got to be able to take a lead on the road. You know, I don't even know if they have had a lead on the road yet this year, but they've got to be able to get themselves into a game. They've got to be able to establish themselves in a game on the road. Even one goal on the road, that's hard to really establish yourself. You need more than that. You need something to build off of. You need something that's going to give your team momentum on the road. And listen, the Sharks have been playing better hockey. I'm not trying to deny what I saw. You know, last night, it was not a horrific game. It was not like their last road game, which, might I remind you, was a 7-1 last loss to Seattle. It was nothing like that last night. I 100% acknowledge that Boston is a really, really good hockey team. I acknowledge that Boston was coming off a 3-game losing streak, and they were looking to get themselves right against a San Jose team that's at the bottom of the NHL. I mean, that's a situation where a good team says, okay, this is where we get things rolling again. I'm not denying any of those realities. But 3-0 is not a horrific performance, or giving up 3 goals on the road, not a horrific, oh my God, you know, what did I just see performance. It's nothing like losing 7-1 on the road, or 6-0, or any one of those games. You know, the Tampa 6-0 wasn't that bad, I'll be honest, but you are in a situation where you think, okay, once you're down 2 goals on the road, once you give up 2 on the road, it feels like it's an impossible task, and that cannot be the reality. And so, considering the Sharks have played well on the back-to-back in other situations this year, we look no further than their game against Vancouver last week after they had the 3-2 shootout loss to Montreal. But again, those back-to-back situations will hopefully give the Sharks a chance to establish themselves early. Like, okay, the message from Quinn, you know, it's going to be keep your legs moving. First period has got to be where the game is definitely going to be a little bit more difficult. It's going to be a very, very hard situation for the Sharks to get themselves going. Thankfully, not a whole lot of travel involved. You're not doing a long flight. It's going to be quick. You're going to be right there in a moment's time. And the Devils were on the road last night as well. They were in Philadelphia, and they got a 4-3 overtime win. So they're not going to be as fresh as a daisy either. So you're looking at something where the Sharks have got to feel that first period, which they played very well against Boston. But the first period has to be a big moment for the Sharks, not just of this road trip, but kind of this season. Because if we look at the grand narrative, you know, going back to the month of November, they had those 2 bad losses to start the month. Then they got 2 wins, went out onto the road for 2 after that, and had losses against Vegas and Anaheim, but then bounced back with a good performance against Florida, a win against St. Louis, a very competitive loss, 3-1 against Vancouver, and then had the blowout loss against Seattle. And it was like, okay, where'd that go? And then they got even better at home, where they had a shootout loss to Montreal, earned a point, beat Vancouver 4-3, beat the Caps 2-1, and then go out onto the road. And again, it's a competitive loss against Boston. But at this point, you are looking at a narrative that is existing going into the month of December now, where the Sharks have not scored more than 1 goal on the road. Now we've got the game against New Jersey today. Then it's the Rangers on Sunday. Then on the 5th, it's going to be back to the Islanders, then Detroit, then Vegas, and then Winnipeg. So these next couple of games on the road, yeah, not an easy task in any way, shape, or form. And then you're going to be coming home facing Winnipeg, then going out and facing Arizona and Colorado, and then you're back home against the Kings in Arizona, and then on the road against Vancouver. So yeah, it's not an easy schedule for the Sharks right now. But you look at that schedule and you think, okay, if they are going to start having any semblance of road success it's got to probably start today against New Jersey. It's got to be a strong first period. It's got to be the ability to score goals. It's got to be the ability to get more than one goal on the road. It's got to be an ability to get an early goal and build upon that and establish yourself in some way, shape, or form to give yourself a chance. Because like I said, after Jersey, it's the Rangers, it's the Islanders, and then it's Detroit, and then it's Vegas before you're back home against Winnipeg. That is not an easy schedule in any way, shape, or form. Not at all. But you can give yourself a little bit of life. You can give yourself a little bit of hope. You can give yourself a little bit of momentum if you can just start getting a bit more offensive production on the road. Because right now, again, what we saw last night from the Sharks, I'm not particularly put off by. I'm not sitting there thinking to myself, oh, Lord, woe is me. I can't believe the Sharks had a performance like this. It's like they just can't score goals. They were in a 2-0 game entering the third period on a 5-on-3. It's not a terrible situation to be in. It's not something that I'm going to whine about. It's not a performance like anything like we saw against Seattle or at the beginning of last month against Vancouver and the Pens. Totally different situations, totally different games, totally different outcomes, but still very much indicative of the Sharks just simply not being able to score enough goals on the road or any goals on the road. In 10 games on the road this year, they've scored 6 goals and they've been shut out 4 times. I am not a math magician, but I am very confident that is not good enough. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we are going to get into some post-game sound. You're on Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Frederick and Giovanni Smith have negotiated a bout. They've agreed to terms. The puck is dropped. They've dropped their gloves, and they're circling and going for it right at the blue line. Giovanni with a hard switched left hands on Frederick. Switched hands to the left. Now he goes to the right. Gets a piece with him. Wow, a hard uppercut left by Smith. And he is all over Frederick, who's a big boy. Frederick now wrestling down. Gets a couple of shots of his own. That was a good response. And the Bruin fans giving him encouragement now as both teams tapping their sticks from the benches against the boards. And with less than a minute remaining in the second period, both Giovanni Smith and Trent Frederick go to their respective dressing rooms after that bout.
Obviously, we want to stand up for each other. That's something that we addressed at the start of the season, where we had a couple of incidents where, you know, there were some questions coming from the outside. And I thought the last couple of games there was a lot of scrums, you know, the Vancouver game, Washington game, and guys step up for each other. I think that's just got to be a given for us to be there for each other. If somebody gets a bad hit, that somebody else steps up. And I thought that was definitely not the reason why we lost today. You know?
Bruising, banging, and brawling, bringing us back in on Morning Tide, presented by Coors Light, along with Nico Sturm, talking about the chippy aspect of last night's game, which I am always, always up for. I don't have any problem with it. I know some people say, you're putting yourself in the box, you're putting yourself in a deficit. When you're in a game against a team as good as Boston, you got to look at it from their angle. Boston's coming off of a couple of bad games. They're going to be looking at trying to get some physicality to embolden their team. When you look at it from the Sharks, you are a team that's having difficulties on the road. You are at the bottom of the NHL. You are looking for ways to invigorate and empower your team. And so sometimes physicality does that. And I think more often than not, a fight is often the way that that gets happening for either one of your teams. So when the bell rings, so were to be in the NHL, you got to be there to answer it. You got to be there to step up. You've got to be up there to, you know, go and answer, stick up for your teammates. And that's what we saw from the Sharks last night. So I didn't have any issue with that. My main qualm out of last night was what we saw on the 5-on-3. And I want to give you a couple different responses to this because that was the most disappointing moment of the game to me. It was like you were nibbling, you were hesitant, you were lacking decisiveness. It was tentative. It was just, It was nothing that you expected to see in that moment. It's like, for me, I'm fired up right there. I'm like 5-on-3. You're down 2-0. Start of the third period. You've played a decent game up to this point. You've only given up 2 goals to one of the best teams in the league. This is how you get back into the game. And it was just a complete swing and a miss. Like, there was just nothing going on there for the Sharks creatively, offensively, or what was going to give them a good chance of getting a goal. So this is what Ryan Carpenter offered on his view of the 5-on-3.
Hard to say. You know, I'm not on it. I'm sure those guys can say more. I'm sure they wanted, you know, to execute a little bit more and get some chances on it. But you know what? I mean, it happens, right? There's times, you know. I think everything tonight wasn't necessarily, you know, clicking for us.
But I think there's something important to acknowledge there, that in light of everything not clicking, the Sharks were still very much in that game against Boston entering the third period, and they had a chance to really change the narrative of the game had they gotten a goal on that 5-on-3 situation. Now, I am speaking of a what-if type situation, but still, it's not like that game against Seattle. It's not like some of the other road performances. So I was not overwhelmed with sadness in regards to that game. But still, that 5-on-3 was disappointing. Here is Hurdle's view of the 5-on-3 situation.
Yeah, we just, like, nobody wants to take it a shot. Everybody try passing, and you know, we have 0 shots, you know, 5-on-3, that's a tough situation. You know, we have to be quick, put something on the net, you know, because we got 2 extra guys, so we should get a rebound and stuff, but we couldn't even get a shot.
And by the way, before I go any further on the 5-on-3 situation, got to acknowledge Tomas Hertl dealing with a kidney stone. My God, I have never had one. Hoped never had one. Brody Brazil revealed on air last night that he had one. I can only imagine, just from the horror stories I've heard from people, of how painful that is. But the hockey guys, we know they are so very, very tough. So again, he had a surgical procedure. I don't know what exactly that was. Sometimes they go in and remove it. Other times they break it up with ultrasonic waves, something to that extent. But man, either way, whatever they had to do, not good for Hurdle. But yeah, I mean, he acknowledged the lack of ability to get the quality shots off, and it just wasn't, you know, they weren't clicking. It was a very, very discombobulated moment. Now, you can also credit that to Boston being a very, very good team, not denying that in the slightest. But still, like I said, disappointing.
Well, there was more to it than that. I thought our turnovers killed us. I mean, we're giving it to them on the 5-on-3, and, you know, that just can't happen. You get a full minute and a half chance to get one, and all of a sudden it's 2-1. Now it's a hockey game. So, you know, that really was, you could feel the whole bench kind of get deflated a little bit, and then they get the third on their power play, and tough to come back from that.
Yeah, that was where the game really, to me, changed. The Sharks' inability to get back into it on a 5-on-3 situation could have made it 2-1, which could have made a very different outcome of the game. So the turnovers, the hesitation, the nibbling nature of that 5-on-3, yeah, it was not good, because it represented a chance for the Sharks to really reestablish themselves in the game and change some of their road narrative up to this point of the year, and they were unable to do so. One of the things that was also a big issue with the game was the second period. Now, the Sharks just did not look nearly as sharp as they did in the first. They turned the puck over more. They were giving up way more shot chances. They couldn't get any puck possession. They overall looked a little bit slower. They did not look as energized as they did in the first period. The first period, again, great period. I had no problem with that in the slightest. But the second period, they just did not look like the same team in the slightest. So here's Ryan Carpenter.
Yeah, that was the message from coach in between the second and third. It felt like they just stayed the course, and it felt like, I think, some of our turnovers and D-zone play as a five-man unit getting out, you know, clean. And I mean, turnovers to the neutral, and especially in the second period, the long change, it leaves your D out there for longer shifts. And so, you know, we got to help those guys and find a way, you know, to get a sustained forecheck, some ozone time, especially in the second period, so you can get your D off and you know, you're not hemmed in as long.
And David Quinn weighed in on what went wrong.
Just too many turnovers, really. I thought we had a good first period. I thought we played a pretty good tempo. I thought our puck play was good. You know, played smart hockey, played with the right intentions, and I thought it really got loose in the second period. I thought our turnovers really hurt us and really ignited their game. I thought they brought it to another level after once that period got going, and we weren't able to control it, really.
Yeah, one of the more frustrating things in sports is when you are your own worst enemy. And in that second period, the Sharks were not maybe their worst enemy, but they were giving it up to the Bruins too consistently. Like I said, you do not sustain that puck possession. You don't control the pace of the game. You're going to end up chasing the puck. You're going to be end up getting run around by a Boston team that is very, very good. And they put two on the board, and the Sharks were not able to get back into it. But the good thing about this is that the Sharks now have the opportunity to get right back at it today. Again, New Jersey also coming off a road game last night. They got a shootout win. The Sharks also, they don't have long to travel. They were going from Boston to Jersey, and the Devils were going from Philadelphia. So both teams have short travel, quick turnarounds. Give the Sharks an opportunity. Nico Sturm.
Exactly. I think they played on the road too, so no excuses for us. New chance. That's the best part about the NHL. Every 48 hours, you almost get a new chance to put some points in the bank, and yeah, tomorrow's the next day.
Tomas Hertl.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's quick turnaround, you know, and for sure we have to play. You know, I think we have a good start in the first, and we have to play like that, you know. We can give these skill teams, especially tomorrow, another skill team, a lot of offense. You know, the guys turn the puck, give them easy offense. You know, the guys, I mean, like tomorrow, like you said, these guys are not playing defense, so we have to be smart and make a smart decision and be a little stronger in ozone and just make not just one shift, but a couple in the row.
Both teams on short rest, both teams coming off of travel, and this will be another big test for the San Jose Sharks to see if they can get their offense rolling. And the thing that's difficult maybe about this game is it's hard to see some of the good that the Sharks did do. Again, they went against a Boston team that is very, very good. Like, they have been the best team in the NHL up to this point of the year, just like they were last year in the regular season. And they are on a mission for revenge after getting knocked out in the first round last year. I've made the comparison to what we saw from Tampa in 2019. They then came back after getting knocked out in the first round after winning the Presidents. They won the next two Stanley Cup titles. So this Boston team is very much capable of doing a lot of damage in a short time, and the Sharks, for most of the game, mitigated that damage. Even when they were playing not their best hockey, they still handled the team very, very well that was on the other side. So it's not all a negative. It's not all a loss. It's not all a terrible situation, but I do acknowledge that the Sharks need to be nearly perfect in a game to win, and they have not been like that on the road up to this point. And today is another test. Again, you have to get offense. You need more than one goal. That's got to be the next step. I've talked a lot about the growth of the San Jose Sharks this year. They have won five games at home up to this point. That's three fewer than they won in all of last year. So that is a point of growth. They have also showed great growth up to this point of the year in not showing what they were a month ago. If we go back to the performance they had at the start of November compared to where they are now at the start of December, looks like a different team out there. But you need to take that next step. The Sharks have been winning at home as of late. They have not been scoring on the road, and they have not been winning on the road. And I do not have to sound like a know-it-all, but I guarantee if the Sharks score on the road, they will get a win. Those two, shocker, go hand in hand. But again, the hesitation we saw on the 5-on-3, the lack of zone entry with speed, these are problems. So if the Sharks get a power play in this game tonight, especially early against New Jersey, they've got to be able to strike. They've got to be able to get themselves a little bit of momentum on the road, because that is one thing that has not happened up to this point of the season. And I know these all seem like very obvious things, but it's still not that obvious in the sense that they haven't been doing them. Like, we can all say that, yeah, they need to score more on the road. They need to give themselves momentum. They need to be that much better, but it's not always that easy. Like, you've got to push that boulder over the hill, but before that, you've got to get it to the top of the hill. Or it's like, you know, you got to knock out the heavyweight to win the title, but you've got to get into that heavyweight bout in the first place. And that's kind of the path of where the Sharks are on right now. And, you know, obviously it's not going to be a complete straight line vertical climb. It's going to be steps forward and steps back. And right now, the Sharks, since the start of November, have overall been in a narrative of pushing forward, but that next step is on the road, is how they find themselves the ability to win a game on the road, is how they find themselves the ability to find offense on the road. The defense last night, not terrible. The response whenever physicality was invited, not terrible. The first period, really, really good. The net mining, God, I barely even talked about Mackenzie Blackwood, because up to this point of the year, this is just what he's done in every single game. He's not the issue. Kaapo Kähkönen, not the issue. Neither of these guys have been the problem for the Sharks last night. And, you know, in my opinion, Blackwood, once again, did not have to stand on his head to keep the Sharks in this game. He made some quality saves. I'm not going to deny that in the slightest. But this was not a game where I was like, oh, I'm disappointed in the goalies. I haven't been disappointed in the goalies all year long. He gave his team a chance to win. He gave himself a chance to get a win. He did exactly what he's done all year long. Unfortunately, the Sharks were just not able to reward him with any offensive support, and that makes the game that much harder. You need at least one to win. All right, we are out of time. I will be back with you a little bit later this afternoon as we get ready for the Sharks to take on the Devils. Pre-game 3:30, game time 4, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.